In most election years, the debate between vice presidential candidates is just part of the campaign staging. Sure, there have been one-line zingers in the past, from current Vice President Joe Biden calling then-Congressman Paul Ryan's answer a bunch of malarkey in 2012, to over 30 years ago when then-Senator Lloyd Bentsen looked at Dan Quayle and said he was no Jack Kennedy. But tonight, when Virginia Senator Tim Kaine and Indiana Governor Mike Pence go at it, there could be much more at stake. Political junkie Ken Rudin joins us now with a preview. Good morning.
Good morning, Beth Ann.
Good to talk to you. Now, before we get into the thing about the VP debate, I want to talk to you a little bit about what we've seen in the week since we talked last time, because since that time, we've seen attacks on a Miss Universe. We've heard a lot about Mr. Trump's taxes, which he says he was smart enough to legally avoid. And lately, even a suggestion that it's Mrs. Clinton who had been unfaithful. Are we in for more tabloid politics? Are we ever really going to get any substantive issues?
Well, if you want substantive issues, you probably want that Pence-Kaine debate tonight, because otherwise you'll see in the debates, as we saw in the first debate last Monday, as we'll see in the next debate October 9th, there's a lot of personal invective going back and forth between Trump and Clinton with less than 5 weeks to go. No, actually 5 weeks to go today. Before the election, it's hard to imagine these two candidates suddenly, taking off the gloves and sounding like statespersons.
So really, truly, if you want to get to the issues, it's going to be tonight, which is seemingly to say that this is a real departure from the way vice presidential debates have been regarded in past.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, look, aside from Lyndon Johnson in 1960, it's hard to make the case that any vice presidential candidate has made a difference one way or the other for the presidential ticket. Remember how much Dan Quayle was mocked, as you point out, by Lloyd Bentsen saying, "You're no Jack Kennedy," and Dan Quayle standing there like proverbial deer in the headlights. But ultimately, when all was said and done in 1988, the Bush-Quayle ticket won 40 out of 50 states. We think of Geraldine Ferraro in 1984 talking to George H.W. Bush about, "Don't you dare patronize me." And basically, it looked like Ferraro got the better of it. And Mondale Ferraro lost 49 out of 50 states that year. So you could have memorable moments in vice presidential debates that ultimately, especially in 2016, when you have such people like Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, it really is all about the top of the ticket.
So tonight, what are we looking for? I mean, if there's a little bit more pressure on them to perform or to at least represent their parties well, what should we be watching for?
Well, I think both sides will probably point out that the fact that there is some daylight between Pence and Trump on certain issues. Mike Pence has released his taxes. Mike Pence has criticized going after the Khan family, the Muslim family that lost a son in war, American soldier in war. There is some daylight between the two of them. And, of course, Tim Kaine may not be as liberal as the party seems to have been moving on issues like abortion, although he is heading in that direction. There is some daylight between the two candidates. But, look, in all honesty, Donald Trump, I mean, if you just look at the actuarial tables alone, Donald Trump is 70 years old. He'd be the oldest person ever elected president. Hillary Clinton is 68. After Ronald Reagan, she's the second oldest if she were elected. And so you do want to look at Mike Pence and Tim Kaine as potential presidents down the line. And plus the fact these are two serious people. They may be not Mr. Excitement, but they are very substantial regarding their philosophy and the issues. And so if you want to, rather than read a copy of Foreign Affairs magazine, you may want to listen to the debate tonight. And of course, hopefully, if you're a political junkie, look for a little gaffe that'll make you smile. But there are important things here that they're going to discuss.
Important things, but you also brought up, the issue of temperaments and also certainly the fact of age. Are we really in a situation where, in some ways, these two may help to define or shape this political campaign?
I just don't think so. I just can't think of anybody who's going to watch Mike Pence tonight and like him or dislike him, and that'll be the decision on whether one votes for Donald Trump or not. I mean, the fact is that Mike Pence is a true blue conservative on many issues, on abortion, on same-sex marriage, his famous signing of the Religious Freedom Bill in Indiana that basically denied services to gay and lesbians by business owners for religious purposes, which was, of course, later walked back. But, I mean, he really believes that stuff. Donald Trump is not an ideologue. He's been on all sides of every issue for most of his career. But if you want somebody who really wants to talk about serious politics, Tim Kaine, of course, both men have had their faith. Tim Kaine is a Catholic. Mike Pence is a former Catholic, now evangelical. Faith is very important to both their campaigns. Issues are very important. And comedy is very important, too. Whatever you think about Pence or Kaine, both of them are nice guys. And, of course, we're not used to nice guys, having watched the campaign for the past year and a half.
And they seem to be absolute foils for the presidential candidates.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, nobody will confuse Mike Pence with Donald Trump. Tim Kaine and Hillary Clinton are much more closer in temperament. But if you look at poll, you don't have to get me to tell you, remind you that both Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton have unusually high unfavorable numbers, whatever you think of the two candidates. And that's not the case about Pence and Kaine, probably because nobody knows who they are. Probably, too, because the giant personalities of Clinton and Trump have dominated this campaign. But we'll see what happens tonight. And look, you know, this will be the most important thing on October 4th. And then on October 5th, we'll move on to something else.
Okay. I mean, all that said, given the fact that they have these giant personalities looming over them, do you think that they'll have to do any sort of, you know, defense of some of the things that we've seen over the last week?
No, I mean, I think there may be more pressure on Pence because there's a larger percentage of Republicans who are still not sure about the top of the ticket than there are about Democrats, even though there is some wariness among the Bernie Sanders people about Hillary Clinton. For the most part, there are a lot of establishment Republicans, the John Kasichs of the world, the Mitt Romneys, the Bushes of the world, who are just not comfortable with Trump. Pence could certainly try to make the case for Donald Trump. I'm just not sure that any minds get changed tonight.
All right. Well, we don't have long to see. It's going to be 3 o'clock our time out here, 9 o'clock yours. And then we'll have more to talk about next week. And we can take a look at what's going on with the Senate, too. Thanks a whole lot for this morning.
Thanks. I enjoyed it a lot. Thank you.
Talk to you next week. Ken Rudin is one of America's foremost experts in politics and campaign history. He focuses on presidential elections, the races for the House and Senate, and state governors. He also hosts the weekly Political Junkie program and is a contributor to many national public radio programs, including to ours over the next couple of weeks.